Time now for the 12:15 news, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's WFIW WOKZ weather forecast calls for an 80% chance for showers with a high of 85. Tonight, 80% chance for rain with a low of 68. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. 26-year-old Fairfield resident Tyler A. Hutchison was arrested Saturday afternoon by Wayne County deputies on a charge of felony criminal damage to property in connection with the damage to several oil tank batteries around the county. The Wayne County Sheriff's Office was made aware of the damage on June 12th and 13th, and Hutchison was arrested after a thorough investigation was conducted. The Sheriff's Office says, based on their investigation and interviews with Hutchison, it appears the damage was done as a form of retribution for having his employment terminated by one of the tank battery owners. Numerous tank batteries, owned by different companies, were hit in an attempt to throw off law enforcement in narrowing suspects. Work on the case continues, and Hutchison was held in the Wayne County Jail, pending an appearance before a judge to set bond. More news next.
Pain is the symptom, not the disease. The Spine and Pain Center of Fairfield Memorial Hospital can help you with pain management procedures offered, including nerve blocks, epidural injections, and more. They also offer treatment for acute and chronic pain. Don't let pain hold you back. Schedule an appointment with the Spine and Pain Center of Fairfield Memorial Hospital, 842-2082. Visit fairfieldmemorial.org/pain for more information.
Freedom Festival 2020, weekends at Lark Ranch in Lagodi, Indiana, from July 4th through July 18th. Acres and acres of family-friendly fun. Enjoy over 20 attractions, many brand-new rides, including a roller coaster, the Tornado, and Noah's Ark. Take a ride on one of the trains. Enjoy bungee jump on the Air Extreme, kid-friendly zip lines, pedal go-karts, giant bouncy pillows, huge slides, and so much more. Check out Lark Ranch on Facebook for directions and more information. Freedom Festival 2020, weekends at Lark Ranch in Lagodi, from July 4th through July 18th.
In other news, 20-year-old Fairfield resident Kylie B. Robertson and 19-year-old Sisney resident Brady M. Thomason were arrested by county deputies last night on charges of possession of controlled or counterfeit substances. Robertson was also charged with possession of between 10 and 100 grams of cannabis, and Thomason was wanted on a Wayne County warrant for possession of cannabis. According to police reports, at approximately 8:15, deputies arrived at the Budget Inn in Fairfield to speak with Robertson about a large quantity of drug money she was suspected to be in possession of. While speaking with her, deputies saw Thomason and knew of his warrant. With assistance from Fairfield Police, deputies verified the warrant, took him into custody, and searched his person, where they found numerous pills believed to be Xanax. Thomason was then transported to the Wayne County Jail, pending the setting of bond on the new charge. Deputies searched Robertson's room for the money, which was believed to have been removed from Tyler Hutchison's residence. During the search, they found 2 gallon bags with cannabis and several pills. Robertson said she had put the money elsewhere, and deputies went to the location she provided, where they found $2,530. Deputies seized the money and went back to the Budget Inn and arrested Robertson after asking her if there was more money. She denied knowledge, and no other money was found in her room or vehicle. Robertson was transported to jail, pending the setting of bond. 28-year-old Fairfield resident Andrew B. Greenwood was arrested early this morning by Fairfield Police on a Wayne County warrant for failure to appear in court on a charge of driving with a suspended license and improper lane usage. Greenwood was taken to the Wayne County Jail and held, pending the posting of $595 bond. 19-year-old Dundas resident Taylor D. Charles was booked in the Wayne County Jail early this morning on a Wayne County warrant for petition to revoke probation on a charge of theft. He was held, pending the posting of $770 bond. North Wayne EMS responded to a single car accident yesterday afternoon, roughly 3 miles southeast of Sisney. According to police reports, 41-year-old Louisville resident Brenda L. Jenkins was southbound on a county road and moved right while meeting an oncoming vehicle on a hill. She then lost control of her 2011 Ford on loose gravel and traveled down an embankment on the left side of the road. Jenkins and one passenger were transported to Clay County Hospital, and three other passengers refused transport. A tow truck was called to the scene, and the vehicle sustained over $1,500 damage. No injuries were reported in a two-vehicle crash in Sims yesterday morning. Police say 78-year-old Sims resident Larry R. White was eastbound on Miller Avenue in a 2016 Chevrolet 1500. 36-year-old Sims resident Nicholas E. Elliott backed out of a driveway in a 1999 Jeep Grand Cherokee and struck White. No tow truck was called, and the vehicles sustained over $1,500 damage. Elliott was cited for failure to reduce speed to avoid an accident. The Fairfield Public School District 112 Board of Education will meet tonight at 6 in the Center Street Boardroom. The meeting will begin with a public hearing on the 2019-2020 amended budget, and it's expected to be approved before the regular meeting begins. After various reports, the board is set to approve FY21 school fees, the abolishment of petty cash, a working cash abatement, and voluntary student accident insurance. After closed session, the board is expected to work through several personnel items. It's set to act on a bus driver wage increase and daily subrate pay for certified and non-certified substitutes. Board members are also expected to hire an assistant boys baseball and track coach and head boys track coach, as well as re-employ extracurricular positions and act on a one-year leave of absence for an assistant softball coach. The FCHS Board of Education will meet tonight at 6 in the school study hall. The night will begin with a budget hearing with an opportunity for public comment before the regular meeting begins. After committee reports and a report from Superintendent Jill Fulkerson, the board is scheduled to approve several board policies and pass a resolution to adopt the FY20 budget amendment as matters of old business. In new business, board members are expected to approve K&K Insurance as the student insurance carrier and accept the resignation of Cindy Halley as school nurse. They're also set to discuss and possibly act on increasing substitute pay rates and waiving the technology fee for the upcoming school year. The board is then set to enter executive session for consideration of support staff pay increases and administrative pay increases for the assistant principal and technology director. Action is possible on each item upon the board's return to open session, and it will then adjourn for the night. The North Breezeway door will be open for public entrance, and anyone attending should park in front of the school and enter through door 2. The Fairfield City Council will meet tomorrow at 6 at City Hall. The meeting will be open to the public, and anyone attending should follow proper social distancing guidelines. The meeting will also be made available via phone, and people may call 844-854-2222 shortly before 6, enter access code 767116#, and state their name. Aldermen are set to begin the night by hearing a proclamation establishing Rosalie Atkins Day. Atkins is retiring from Community Care Systems Incorporated, where she has worked for 27 years. Aldermen will then work through a pair of street closing requests. One is for the United Way Mobile Markets Program, and the other is for Not Your Ordinary Church on July 19th from 3 to 10 p.m. The council will then discuss the purchase of a tractor and rotary mower, and it's set to approve a pair of TIF requests from the gas and water departments, both of which were recommended by the TIF committee. It's also scheduled to handle appointments to the Recreation Committee and Library Board. Aldermen are scheduled to enter executive session to discuss the release of executive session minutes and authorize the destruction of audio recordings of closed session meetings. The Illinois Department of Public Health announced 658 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday afternoon and 23 additional deaths. Statewide totals sat at 136,762 cases and 6,647 deaths. Several new cases were reported in southeastern Illinois over the weekend. Wabash County, which was at 14 total cases last week, was at 22 as of yesterday afternoon. Marion County sat at 57 cases late last week, and it was at 61 yesterday. According to coronavirus.illinois.gov, Effingham County reported 3 new cases to reach 12 total, Crawford County 1 to reach 18 total cases, and Williamson County 2 to reach 93 total cases. The preliminary statewide positivity rate for June 14th through the 20th was 2%. The southern region's rate was 3%, and that was down 1% over the last 14 days. Hospital admission rates have decreased 41% over the last 28 days, and 45% of medical surgical beds, 53% of ICU beds, and 75% of ventilators were available in the region. All metrics are easily within parameters to move to Phase 4 on Friday. More news next.
I'm Christy. I used to smoke cigarettes. I had smoker's cough and severe shortness of breath, and I knew I had to quit. Then I tried e-cigarettes, but I just ended up using both. I really didn't start to get better until I quit smoking completely. My tip to you is, just cutting down on the number of cigarettes you smoke isn't enough.
For help quitting, call 1-866-QUIT-YES or visit quityes.org. This message was developed by CDC and made possible by funds received from the Illinois Department of Public Health.
At the end of a hospital stay, families are often faced with difficult decisions about their loved ones needing skilled rehabilitation care. Regardless of where your loved one's hospital is, the Transitional Care Rehab Program at Hamilton Memorial Hospital can help. Our skilled rehab and nursing care can provide twice-daily physical and occupational therapies, daily access to providers, and private bed and bathrooms, all right here close to your family's home. If you're faced with care decisions, ask your loved one's care planner about Hamilton Memorial Hospital Transitional Care Rehabilitation or call 643-5824.
Greenwood Pest Control is still protecting your family and property during this crisis. Outside treatments to keep school of termites and ants away, plus other structural invaders. Also inside treatments for ants, roaches, bed bugs, and fleas. While you are away, call Greenwood Pest Control at 662-3091 for the service you deserve. That is 662-3091, Greenwood Pest Control. Currently in Fairfield, it's 85. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial representative, located at 101 East Delaware Suite A in Fairfield. The Dow was at 26,003, and that is up 131 points. The Nasdaq is at 10,041, up 95. August crude oil is at $40.38. That is up 55 cents. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
In other news, the University of Illinois will open the fall semester with as much in-person instruction and residential occupancy as COVID-19 precautions allow, especially for labs and performance-based courses. Classes that do meet in person will be in spaces that allow adequate social distancing, and as an added precaution, face coverings will be required in all instructional spaces and classrooms. Other precautions associated with the return to in-person instruction include online options for all students who are not able to or who do not prefer to return to in-person or on-campus instruction. All undergraduate class sections of 50 or more students will be online, in accordance with the Restore Illinois Plan guidelines on gatherings. The plan assumes the university has adequate COVID-19 testing in place and that the state has moved into Phase 4 of Restore Illinois. Governor J.B. Pritzker has signed a law expanding the state's vote-by-mail program. The law was sponsored by Senator Julie Morrison of Deerfield, who says the idea is to make it easier for people to vote without putting themselves at too much risk of contracting the coronavirus.
This legislation is aimed at providing the most access and safety to the general voting public in Illinois. It is specific to this general election, November 2020. It is our responsibility as state government, if we've learned nothing else in the past few months, it's our responsibility to plan and prepare. And this initiative is simply that. And it does encourage and promotes the use of vote by mail for that purpose, the health and safety of the electors.
Under the law, roughly 5 million recent voters will receive an application for a mail-in ballot. It also requires early voting locations to expand their hours, permits curbside voting, and makes Election Day a state holiday for government offices and schools. Voters who submit their application for a mail-in ballot by October 1st will receive it by October 6th. Requests can be made today at elections.il.gov. The state's latest life or death campaign focuses on crash victims and their families. Kim Howard has more.
Last year in Illinois, more than 1,000 people died in motor vehicle crashes. This updated campaign adds a human element to those figures, says Illinois Department of Transportation spokesperson Guy Trigel.
We just want the public to be cognizant of the real safety issues that are out there on our roads today and the way they can have an impact to get that number to where we want to be, which is the only acceptable number for us is zero fatalities on Illinois highways. That's what we're trying to do here, is show that there's life or death consequences to the decisions we make when we're in our travels. And oftentimes, you know, we hear of people who've said after the fact that they didn't think it could happen to them. Well, it can happen to you, and it can happen to us.
The campaign features interviews and comments from families about the loved ones they lost. You can hear these stories in TV and radio ads, on social media, and on the website lifeordeathillinois.com. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
Some residents of Edwardsville reportedly want a statue of the state's third governor removed from a public plaza, arguing that he owned slaves and used his power to protect the practice. Local media reports indicate nearly 500 people have joined a Facebook group supporting petitioning the city to tear down a Ninian Edwards statue. The group also seeks to rename the plaza currently holding his moniker. Edwards died in 1833, and he's also the namesake of the community, but residents are not pushing to change that. One lifelong resident says he thinks the move would help boost the civil rights movement happening nationwide. Officials have said they would consider the request, though not everyone agrees with the group's position. One local historian said, in their opinion, people simply don't like how the statue looks, and people cannot assess history through the lens of modern sensibilities. And we received no new obituaries over the weekend, but our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Do you have pelvic pain, heavy bleeding, urinary leakage? Local OBGYN physician Dr. David Asbury can help. For over a decade, Dr. Asbury has made a huge impact in improving the quality of healthcare. Dr. Asbury is the most experienced robotic surgeon in the Mount Vernon area. His years of experience, coupled with his compassion for each and every patient, makes Dr. David Asbury and his practice very desirable. Asbury and Associates, with four offices in Southern Illinois to serve you.
Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9 forecast for today, an 80% chance for rain. Today's high will be around 85, an 80% chance for showers tonight with a low of 68, and partly cloudy skies tomorrow. Tomorrow's high will be around 82. The outlook for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, mostly sunny on Wednesday, a high of 80 and a low of 62. Sunny skies on Thursday. Thursday will have a high of 85 with a low of 68, and then partly cloudy skies on Friday. Friday will have a high of 88 with a low around 72.